present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week at the Theatre Royal in the heart of Nottingham. Nottingham is associated with many famous names. Born in 1850, Jesse Boot founded the chain of chemists that took his name. After a few years, he realised his slogan, "Buy your drugs from Jesse's," wasn't that great, and he changed the firm's name to Boots. The business started in Goosegate Street, where Jesse's father had a tiny oak-beamed pill shop. But there was so little demand for tiny oak-beamed pills, they decided to diversify. J.M. Barrie once visited here and was inspired to write Peter Pan when he spotted an urchin in the street. What a one-in-a-million chance that one should have escaped from the marine biology aquarium that day. Thus frightening him round the corner where he bumped into a disabled pirate and a crocodile with a clock in its mouth. Nottingham is also famous for its links with football, and Notts County is proud to be the oldest team in the English League. But they hope soon to buy some younger players. Now it's time to meet the teams. With comedy very much the watchword, I can honestly say we have four men who couldn't possibly be any funnier if they tried. More's the pity. Please welcome on my right Tim Brooke Taylor and Jeremy Hardy. And on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And taking up her position on the scoring desk beside me, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Okay, let's start with a round about romantic introductions. Where can one look to find guaranteed eternal love? Well, the England ladies' tennis team scoreboard is an obvious start. And when it comes to potential romance, the very first word spoken can be so important. As an example, our own teams are frequently approached by women with interesting opening lines. One often addressed to Tim Brooke Taylor is, "Ah, the good-looking one from the goodies." Do you know what became of him? Well, Barry Cryer's most commonly is, "Oi, what are you doing in those bushes?" Every occupation evolves its own patois de cœur, and today we look at the car repair trade. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of motor mechanics chat-up lines. Graham, would you start, please?
No, I wouldn't call that a big end.
Give me your chassis number, and if you're free next week, I'll book you in for a service.
Is this a gear stick, or am I just pleased to see you?
I'll just roll you up onto the pavement and then we won't be in anybody's way.
Or, it'll cost you.
It was great chat up.
Works for me.
What's a nice grill doing in a body like this?
I prefer a manual.
Let's play petrol pumps.
And while we're at it, why don't we test for emissions?
You just put the lead back in my petrol.
Yeah.
Well, you've been turning this bat, you little clock teaser.
You can always expect a bit of rattling on one this age.
It's time now to...
Do you want to put it in first?
No, sorry. I'll give you a jump start and that should get you going in no time. This looks like a toe job to me. I'm gonna have to get underneath.
I'll be ready by Friday.
You realise this thing is just an extension of my car.
It's time now to test the team's musical skills with a game called Pick Up Song, where each of them will sing along to a well-known disc selected by DJ Samantha. She accompanied me down to the gramophone archive this morning, incidentally, where she quickly uncovered some of the greatest hits ever. And what a treat for my old years they were. Samantha is now poised at the turntable and ready to spin the selected discs. At my signal, she'll reduce the volume to nothing. But as the tune fades away, the team should continue to sing until it reappears, the object being to stay in time with the music. If on its return, teams, you're within a midge's minimum of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean 13-amp electrical sockets. What do points mean?
13-amp electrical sockets!
This week's prize is just the thing for the homeowner who doesn't like to be kept awake by the furniture. It's this decaffeinated coffee table. Okay, we'll start with you, Graham. I'd like you to accompany Dick James singing the Robin Hood theme.
Hey, here comes Robin Hood.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood. He called the greatest archers to a tavern on the green. They vowed to help the people of the king. They handled all the trouble on the English country scene and still found plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen.
Well, as the Americans say, that was pretty damn awful. Tim, now I'd like you please to accompany the Osmonds singing their Crazy Horses song.
Message floating in the air, come from crazy horses riding everywhere. It's a warning, it's in every tongue. Gotta stop them crazy horses on the run. What a shame, they go soaking up the sky, yeah.
The Mormons are coming.
Crazy horses all got riders, ain't they, you and I?
Crazy horses. Crazy horses. Never stop. And they never die. They just keep on puffing how they multiply.
Hey! Hold on, baby!
You now, Barry, would you please accompany Terry Jack singing his melancholy ballad, Seasons in the Sun? Oh.
Trusted friend, we've known each other since we were nine or ten. Together we've climbed hills and trees.
learned of love and ABC. Skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. That was a quick bit I'd forgotten. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die. And now the weather. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, I'll sing this as if I really care. It could be and I'll be there. We had joy, we had joy. Oh!
Finally, Jeremy, would you please accompany Tight Fit singing The Lion Sleeps Tonight? And the rest of you can join in on the whimaways. Right, the teams are going to play sound charades now, an exact replication of the totally silent mime game, except that in our version, the teams speak. Okay, Tim and Jeremy, you're going to start by performing your charade, providing the clue to a certain title. Your title will be relayed to our audience via the laser display board. Here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
To Kill a Mockingbird. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Okay, is it a film, book, what?
It's a book and a film with...
Four.
Yeah, four words. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. I'm not going to buy you another one unless you promise to be more careful.
Birdie not go in microwave.
No.
Birdie like microwave.
No, birdie not go in microwave.
Like birdie.
No, birdie not in microwave.
Tweet, tweet.
No, not in microwave, even if he does take the piss.
To cook.
Yeah.
To microwave
a mockingbird. Yeah.
Mockingbird.
Okay, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title is now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Matrix. The Matrix.
Barry and Graham.
It's a film.
And
two
it's...
words long.
Yep.
Dougal.
Hamish, you'll have had your tea.
Yeah, well, but what are you up to, man?
Just rehearsing for the... Wee Ben's party. I'm going to do some illusions for them.
Illusions? Oh.
Give me a £5 note.
What?
Just for the purposes of the illusion.
Oh, the
you
illusion.
Know. Now then,
yes.
Watch carefully.
Oh, I do.
As you can... As you can see, there's nothing up my kilt.
No, you're right there.
That hurt, old friend. I fold the £5 note,
yes,
and utter the magic word, James.
Yes.
And it's gone.
My £5 note, all that happened to me in a shop last week.
Now then,
yes,
pop your hand in my sporran.
Aye.
Can you feel anything?
Yes. Oh, it's my £5 note. Oh, the kids will love your magic.
Well, you know, I never do it between January and April.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, or indeed between June and December.
Oh, I know you'd never do that. It's only the 1 month of magic madness.
It is indeed.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is going to be very difficult, as I wasn't listening. Sorry, I just dropped off for a moment. It's a...
Battleship Potemkin.
Warm,
sort of.
Magic something? Something magic?
No.
Tricks?
No. But keep in that area.
What?
Tricks, something, tricks?
Darling, tricks.
Tricks.
Matrix. And I did come across it by mistake.
But what's it got to do with Battleship Potemkin?
It's a wonderful place, England. Only this spring I was out in the early morning when I spotted a group of young lambs gambling together, and I thought how marvellous they can afford the membership of Crockford. I'm not a member, by the way, but I get in as Samantha is a part-time croupier there. She says there's nothing more satisfying than when happy guests shell out cash to play blackjack all evening and poker all night. Anyway, she's managed to borrow a selection of gambling equipment from the club, which the teams are going to try out for us now. Our first game is 21. Samantha, if you care to shuffle the cards, please. Okay, any takers?
Yes, I'd like to start. Can I have a card, please? That's an ace, I'll twist. Ace, twist. Ace, twist. Mr. Bun the Baker. Oh, I've gone bust, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Sorry.
Anybody?
I'd like to go.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yep. Yeah. The card, please. Four of clubs, I'll... A dare twist. Ah, 19 of hearts, that's...
could I have £100 worth of chips, please?
OK, Barry. Here you are.
And a piece of rock salmon and a savalon, please.
OK, let's move to the roulette table now. Place your bets, please. Samantha, if you care to spin the wheel...
Do you think we should let the hamster out of that? Oh. Just done something nasty.
Can I have a go at something?
Yes, certainly, Graham.
I've always fancied the idea of shooting craps.
Okay. Are you ready? Off you go.
Pull.
First time you've pulled in Nottingham.
Oh! It's time now to play. Okay. We have a round now called Job Seekers, where the teams will be interviewed for occupations to which they are patently unsuited. This mustn't be confused with the round called Auditions for Comedy Panel Games. One team will be interviewers and the other interviewees applying to take up a job which, despite their enthusiasm, they must fail to get. This could be fun. Oh, sorry. This could be fun. But it's no easy job trying to get laughs out of an unwelcome occupation. As anyone who ever watched Hello, Hello will know. Okay, Tim and Jeremy, I'd like you to be interviewees intent on failing to get jobs as taxi drivers. Barry and Graham will be the interviewers. Away you go.
Right, come in.
Sorry we're late.
Yeah, sorry we're late. we got lost.
Yeah, we got lost, yeah.
Well, come over here, join us, sit down.
I can't sit down. Oh, no, not with these piles.
No, we'll stand.
Yeah, we prefer standing.
Yeah.
Right, I take it you both have a full driving licence?
Oh, full, yeah. Tons of stuff on it, yeah.
Well, this is not necessarily good news, is it?
Any road accidents at all?
No. Had a lot of pavement accidents.
And your cohort there, Mr. Hardy, have you had any accidents?
No. Well, yeah, sorry. I just get a bit nervous in interviews.
Sorry not to sit down.
I'll stand by the window.
What is it that interests you in the job of being a taxi driver?
Oh, well, really, it's just the freedom to be able to go anywhere you want.
Yeah, any time you want.
No one telling you what to do.
What do you think of John Prescott's bus lanes new strategy?
Oh, I have no opinions. And even if I did, I'd keep it to myself. I wouldn't want to disturb my passengers.
Well, suppose you're in London, driving down Oxford Street from the Marble Arch end. What is the first turning on your left?
Is that your left or our left?
Depends which way you're going, of course.
Yeah.
Let's say forward.
Left, right.
No.
Is that the hand with the stick with the numbers on goes in, that one?
Sorry, so, we better go. We've got a taxi waiting.
Sorry.
Yeah, bye.
Bye now,
bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's now time for a round called Stars in Their Ears. Now, this shouldn't be confused with the rather distasteful game called Stars in Their Rears, which involves having the signs of the horoscope tattooed in an inaccessible, horrible place. Croydon. This is the team's tailor-made radio version of the TV favourite Stars in Their Eyes, where quite ordinary people pretend to be great performers. You can see why I said it was tailor-made. Piano accompaniment will be provided, as ever, by Colin Sell. Actually, we were all a bit upset to hear that Colin has recently had a bit of trouble with one of his music exams. He was all right up to the section where it was time to test his canticles. At which point the invigilator threw him out for taking his trousers off. Okay, Barry, we'll start with you. I understand you'll be appearing tonight as Ian Paisley singing Heartbreak Hotel.
Now since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. Down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel. I'm so lonely. Are you surprised? I'm so lonely, no popery. I'm so lonely that I could die. Where's that pianist? Pianist! And though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom and be so lonely. Oh, so lonely. Oh, so lonely they could die. No surrender!
Okay, Graham, now I'd like you to perform the song Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious as David Frost.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nose a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that served me aching nose, the biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilistic. XP through the keyhole.
And finally, I'm honoured to introduce Tim and Jeremy as the Queen and Prince Philip singing Something Stupid.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me.
And if one knows some place to dance, I know that there's a chance that you won't be leaving with me.
Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two.
And then you go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like...
God, this place is full of slitty-eyed fuzzy, was it?
Well, I notice it's almost the end of the show, but there's still time to fit in a round of Cobbler's Film Club. Samantha tells me she has to nip out to greet a gentleman friend who's something of a shoe enthusiast. The last time she met him, he was in his plimsolls with the crepe sole and felt upper. So what... So while she's away, I'd like the teams to suggest film titles aimed at an audience drawn from the footwear industry.
Reservoir Clogs.
Arsenic and Old Lace Holes. You've got to be very careful how you say that.
Fellini's 8.5. It's a bit tight.
Bring me the heel of Alfredo Garcia.
All Michael Winner films, they're all a load of gold cobblers.
Am I my brothel creeper?
You can be if you want to be. Daniel Day-Lewis and the Last of the Moccasins.
Das Boot.
Size 9 from outer space.
Trainer Spotting.
Forest Pump. Espadrilla Killer.
The Music Loafers by Ken Russell and Bromley.
Hobnail and I.
Excellent.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the end of the show, and indeed the series. But before we go, let's just pause to reflect on all the truly great moments we've enjoyed over the last few weeks. And with that done, it's time to say goodbye. Time to say goodbye from Samantha, myself, the teams, and the good people of Nottingham. Goodbye.
Tim Brooke Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Gardner, and Jeremy Hardy were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.
Yes, I'm sorry we haven't another one, but you can hear that one all over again on Sunday at 12:04.